Last time our contributor, Judge Lynn Toler, came on the show, she and NPR's Tony Cox talked about African-American fathers. The spark was Barack Obama's now famous Father's Day speech, and it prompted more than a few responses from listeners. It also got Judge Toler thinking about the issue of marriage in Black America, and she is here to share her thoughts. Hi, Judge.
Hi, Farai. How are you?
Oh, girl, you know, I spent 6 hours in one of my friend's house with 20 women just breaking it down.
I hear you.
I need to put that on fast forward and upload it to the internet, except we didn't record it. So, you know, Black folks have the lowest marriage rate of any group in America. You are host of the TV show Divorce Court. What have you learned, whether it's from your professional life, your life as an author, or your time as a TV host, about, you know, what makes a good marriage? Let's start with the positive.
What makes a good marriage is two people heading in the same direction with a good understanding of what it is to compromise. I think a lot of us, when we get married these days, are looking for happily ever after and not looking at marriage as a job in which you will not always be happy. I think one thing that has kept my husband and I together for 20 years is not only a commitment to be together and a commitment to our children, but an understanding that there will be lean times, there will be unhappiness, and we don't expect to be happy all the time. And I think once we, if you are willing to accept that, you know, marriage is such a good stabilizing factor, not only for the parties involved, the husband and wife, but for the children as well.
In the last census, only 36% of Black women were married. Now, of course, some of them may have been married in the past. It used to be 62% in 1950. Why do you think that's the case?
Well, the numbers of people getting married in America are dwindling. The number of single women are increasing for a couple of factors. Number one, when you had the feminist movement, it enabled women, you know, marriage was no longer necessary. It back in the 40s, and marriage was supposed to be what a woman did. Now that you are able to support yourself, that was an option. Women had more option, that number one. Then the sexual revolution, which said that marriage is no longer moral imperative in order to have children. And that started happening. And people are living longer, so getting married is a proposition that's going to last 30, 40 years as opposed to a shorter period of time. So marriage in and of itself has to shift because the demographics, technology, everything has shifted, and the rights of women have shifted. So I think we are on the leading edge of that curve, but for a variety of reasons that have exacerbated the problem, I think, in our community.
Let's talk about the color line. As we, as Black folks, have moved out into the wider world, you know, when you talk about who do you meet on a daily basis, you meet more people of different races. And there are always issues, whether you date within your race or outside of your race. So what are some of the issues we should think about in terms of race and dating and marriage?
Well, first of all, I have to admit to, 'cause you always have to look at your emotional self before you answer any kind of question that touches this deeply. Back in college, I and my sisters had a problem with brothers dating white women. We had an issue with it. We had a problem with it. And I think a lot of sisters have a problem with it because mostly when you get interracial, it's Black men and white women, Black men and white women. And you look at it as in a sense of sort of a rejection. Why not me? Why them? Now, statistically, that's a very small number, but it's generally been Black men and white women. I think Black women are more open to the idea these days, but I don't think the opportunity is there that much for us to marry outside of the race, because I think women are willing to make the hop to Black quicker than white men are ready to make that hop to Black. I don't know why I said that, but I think it.
Well, I think, you know, maybe it has something to do with, you know, where we are economically and how much we kind of travel outside the community, because I think of something like the movie Something New, where you had this whole portrayal of a Black woman who had Black suitors and a white suitor, ended up with the white guy, and her
right.
friends and family were flipping out. Maybe that happens more now, and maybe it is a time of change. But most Black people marry or start families with Black people. And so considering that, what do we do to make those families stronger?
What do we do to make those families stronger? That's a difficult question. I think it's a matter of, number one, understanding that this is the one big thing I always say, understanding that you will not always be happy. We live in an immediate gratification society, and if immediate gratification is what you're looking for, then you will not be in a long-term relationship. You won't be in a long-term marriage, because there are bad times, there are lean times. To make it stronger, you have to I'm a little old school on this one. And it has to be a return to making the right priorities. Your marriage, your wife, your husband, and your children being an appropriate and acknowledged priority, not just for the woman, but for the man as well.
So it sounds like you've got a one dash of sacrifice, one dash of enjoyment, or something like that?
Yeah. You know what I mean? It's difficult, especially when sisters, and often in the conversation it is said that, you know, you hear a lot about Black women being narcissistic or Black women being gold diggers. And when you talk to young brothers, they say that a lot. That conversation comes up, that happens. And then when you talk to Black women who are accomplished, they say, I can't find a brother. I date outside my race because I can't find a brother willing to deal with me on my level. And everybody starts to become a little bit accusatory. You know, sisters are gold diggers. That's why they won't go out with a guy that's not a doctor as well. And, you know, brothers are you know,
right,
have, well, too many options.
Well, Judge Toler, you know what? This could go on for a lot longer, but we have to break off. I think we're going to have to pick this up. What do you think?
Absolutely.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Judge Lynn Toler is the star of Divorce Court and author of My Mother's Rules, A Practical Guide to Becoming an Emotional Genius. And she joined us from radio station KJZZ in Tempe, Arizona.